At 6:06, it is fair and 70 in Tulsa. A warm and windy day ahead of us, and we'll peak out at 87 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. The Oklahoma Senate wraps up its interim review of veterans' issues in the state. The panel has been studying allegations of inadequate care at Oklahoma Veterans Centers. Ardmore State Senator Frank Simpson chaired the committee.
This can be a turning point in ODVA. Our goal from the beginning was to make ODVA stronger. I know some of the things that we heard shared with us here in meetings were painful for you to hear. They were painful for us to hear.
The panel will now make recommendations to the full Senate for consideration. Another group of Oklahoma World War II veterans is headed to Washington, D.C. this morning. They are going there to see the World War II Memorial. Bixby's Burl Franks is on board that plane. He got a Purple Heart for wounds suffered in the Battle of the Philippines.
Lady was one in which I caught shrapnel on my leg. They sent me the hospital ship, and I didn't like it. I walked through there and saw all those boys like they were. And I said, you don't need me in here. I can walk and get around. That's all I want. I want to get back to my ship.
He's looking forward to the receptions when he came home back in 1945. The first to greet him was his old hound dog, which knocked him to the ground, and his duffel bag, too, and the dirt driveway leading to his parents' home. We go in depth on this story at 7:35 this morning. Tulsa City Councilors take the bus. Members of the council spent part of yesterday getting from point A to point B and back. The councilors were on a fact-finding trip learning about the commute issues facing Tulsa Transit riders. Tulsa sees two deaths over the weekend due to car collisions with deer. The Oklahoma Department of Wildlife's Mike McAllister says it's breeding season and deer populations are moving around.
The peak of the rut is probably going to kick in about another 7 to 10 days and will last for about 3 weeks.
Meanwhile, the Charlie's Chicken location in Owosso is holding a fundraiser for the family of teenager Brittany Ellis. Ellis was one of those killed in a deer-related crash last weekend.
10% of all the proceeds for the day will go back to Brittany Ellis' family for funeral costs and the cover costs for them.
The owner of Charlie's Chicken in Owosso, Mary Morris, says the fundraiser will be all day today at the Owosso location. Tulsa police arrest a man for having over 100 counterfeit bills in his car.
23-year-old Tristan Wilson is in custody after being stopped by police for running a red light. There was a short chase before police apprehended him. Inside the car, they found marijuana, property they believe to be stolen, and a large amount of counterfeit money. Tulsa police's Jill Robertson.
You know, just because you have one counterfeit bill doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be arrested for that. We understand that there are counterfeit bills floating around out there, but in this case, since there were 114 bills, that's obviously something that we needed to act on.
Wilson is in the Tulsa jail on bonds of over $200,000. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Additional charges are filed against Tulsa police officer Marvin Blades Jr. He's already accused of stealing money from Hispanic motorists during a traffic stop. Charges have now been upgraded to armed robbery since he was in uniform and carrying a gun at the time. Our weather forecast, breezy, windy, and warm today, a high of 87. Partly cloudy tonight, 69 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, there's a 40% chance of rain and a high of 72. And on Friday, much, much cooler with a high of only 57. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 70. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.